The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
What's occurring in Arizona as we speak is a grotesque situation where it appears that right is wrong and wrong is right. That's to say, the illegals are screaming like they belong here, like they were welcomed here. Because they were. Because of our leaders' delinquencies, illegals in our country for the past 20 to 25 years were given the wrong message. They figured if the borders from Mexico were open, they were welcome to come here. Many came for a better life. And who can blame them? Now we want them to go home. The blame for this probable five-decade disaster, which is now coming to haunt us, can be laid to our past 4 to 5 presidents, namely President Bush Sr., President Reagan, President Clinton, President Bush Jr., and now, currently, for the last 1.5 years, President Obama. They all left the borders open knowingly. They broke our laws. Why? Possibly for cheap labor, which could have been obtained from the able-bodied Americans allowed to remain on welfare indefinitely, which is sad because those who do no work and are able to have no self-respect and dignity. The irony is, now illegals are getting the few jobs that are available, and the American citizens are not. Our president has been telling us lies about the amounts of illegals living and working here. He says maybe 11 million, when it's possibly more like 30 million. We'll never really know. And those immigrants who waited and became citizens legally are also very angry that illegals are being given extra perks for breaking our laws. Example, some free college education. And the new legal citizens did the right thing, and they're not rewarded. Obama made sure everyone is included in the new universal health care debacle, which hopefully will be repealed. The amount of illegals has been soft-pedaled and not mentioned specifically because the government will probably be paying the bill for them. They can't be excluded, and they are accustomed to excellent health care here in all U.S. hospital emergency rooms. We the people must demand loud and clear that our borders must be kept closed now. Our jails are already overcrowded with unsavory characters, many from Mexican gangs here illegally. And it's all at our expense, and Mexico may be laughing at us and our stupidity. The future for America looks bleak. Either we could lose our beloved U.S. by overcrowding illegals, which Obama needs to win another 4-year term, or by Obama socialism. Please, let's wake up before it's too late. Let's demand our laws be enforced. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.